minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Second hour rocking and rolling here. It's Top Text Tuesday, by the way, and there's been some good ones. Pretty good ones, you know. I wouldn't say our poll question is, how would you grade John Elway's performance since 2011? Most of you're saying C or D, which is interesting to me. How would you grade the Hooligans' texting performance today, Colfax?
With like a D plus.
Oh man, I was going to give him a C plus, you know, but you're pretty harsh.
Yeah, well, they don't have any Super Bowls to save them, you know, at this point.
That's true. That's very true. Zach Stevens joining us again, man. We talked to him yesterday in the first hour, and then, I don't know, something crazy happened after we hung up the phone. Zach from DNVR Broncos. Zach, my friend, I know you were just in the press conference with Joe Ellis. Man, there's a lot to unpack here, but tell us more about John Elway and his elevated status here. I know that's kind of like the butt of everybody's jokes today, but I wanted to get into some specifics with you, my friend.
Yeah, man, Brady, how much has changed in the past 24 hours? About an hour after we were talking, the world in Broncos country changed, and John Elway's new elevated role is really a step back, is what it is. And it's going to be a significant step back for John Elway. Now, he's going to be one of three people or four people on the committee to find the next general manager. So he's still going to be involved in the day-to-day process for now. But once the Broncos get a general manager on board, John's going to take a huge step back. He's only going to be involved in the big-time decisions. And even then, he's going to have input, but not even final say. So this is a good transition for John Elway, and I think this is the type of transition that John Elway envisioned happening. Now, I think he wanted it to happen, of course, on better terms, not because the Broncos were doing poorly and he needed to take a step back, but this is something that he wants to be a part of the Broncos organization, and this is a way to do it. But Joe Ellis made it very, very clear today that John Elway will not meddle with the general manager. And I think that John Elway wants to take a pretty big step back. So the Broncos will get a new general manager, and he will be in total control.
Wow. So was this really a John Elway decision, or was this more of a, hey, if you want to be involved, you're going to have to make it appear like you're stepping away from the general manager side of things?
You know, I asked Joe Ellis a question to try to figure that out, and he said they had some mutual conversations about 3 weeks ago, and then John Elway came to the decision, which Joe Ellis said was best for John Elway and best for the Denver Broncos. So I think you can kind of read between the lines there, but in the end, John Elway came to this decision himself, and I think it was what Joe Ellis had in mind.
So when you look at this ultimately with John and this upcoming year, the ownership situation is nutty. We don't really know what's going to happen, but at some point we're going to get this figured out. Next year, with or without John Elway at that general manager spot, whatever, it just kind of feels like it's an up in the air year. Why not just go one more year? New ownership's coming in to figure things out. Who knows what that general manager position is going to look like? Why not just go one more year as is, see if a full offseason with Drew Lock and company could actually work? What was the issue there, not just going one more year?
You know, Joe Ellis just had enough of the losing and knew something needed to change. And I don't think Joe wants to leave the Broncos in bad hands, and he knows that this may be the last season for him. You know, he talked about what's going on with the ownership situation today, and of course there's the trial scheduled for the summer. Joe Ellis expects it to reach the trial, and the team, he said, can't be sold until after the trial or a resolution, which could obviously take months if they decide to sell, I should say. And he did also make it clear that Brittany Bolin is the family member that has presented herself if they decide to keep it in within the family as well. So there's still a lot of decisions to be made, but this is something that very well could shape up in the next year to a final decision, whether it's giving the team to Brittany or selling.
So what is the obviously we know this year's going to be interesting for John Elway, but as far as the future goes, I mean, do you see you mentioned it when we first started talking that maybe this move is more of a, hey, I want to show you that I want to be with this organization in some capacity, maybe not as much as I was. Does he stay in this kind of this role, I suppose, for the next few years even, or is that still yet to be determined?
Yeah, so what he did is he's dropping the title of general manager, but for this season, keeping the president of football operations on. I wouldn't expect that title to maintain with John Elway after this season. If he wants to continue and stay in the organization, I'm sure there'll be a role for him as a senior consultant or something like that. But I don't see it being with a president label on him. And, you know, John could always have an office with the Broncos for everything he's done. But I do think it will be in more of these big-time decisions that Vic Fangio or the general manager calls John just to get his perspective for it.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos was just in on that press conference with Joe Ellis moments ago. All right, names that are rising to the top. I honestly didn't think we'd be having this conversation. I didn't know if we'd ever have this conversation, but who should we be focusing on as far as the next general manager for the Denver Broncos?
Well, a couple of names, and the first one that sticks out right now is Champ Kelly. He is the assistant director of player personnel with the Bears and was actually with the Broncos for 8 seasons, so he has familiarity with John Elway. He was with multiple different staffs here in Denver. And then he also has familiarity with Vic Fangio because they were both in Chicago at the same time a couple of years ago. And Champ Kelly, very well respected. He's also drawing some interest around the league. So that's a name to keep out for. And the Broncos have also received permission to interview him. So he is the first official candidate on the Broncos radar. Another guy with ties to the organization is Adam Peters, the 49ers vice president of player personnel. He was with the Broncos for many years and specifically with John Elway. So again, familiarity there. And he's another hot name that is drawing interest around the league. Those are the two leaders in the clubhouse right now. And then you have a lot of other names. Rick Smith, who had some connections with the Broncos as well. Thomas Dimitroff with the Falcons. And those are some other names that we'll start to see. But one interesting thing today that Joe Ellis said is that having minority candidates is very important to him. And he said they're going to interview several black candidates, what was exactly what Joe Ellis said. So that's something to keep an eye out on, too. The way Joe was talking about this was it didn't seem like it was going to be a quick process. It was going to be an exhaustive one where they interview many people on Zoom and then narrow the list down to in-person interviews.
Do you see any future, whoever this general manager is, come in and want to kind of clean house a little bit or tidy house a little bit? I mean, is Vic Fangio safe? Is Drew Locke safe? Is Pat Shurmur safe?
You know, Vic Fangio is safe. It could be a very interesting dynamic here with Vic being involved in hiring the general manager, but then the general manager essentially being his boss. But for this year, Vic Fangio is safe, and I do believe that the majority, if not all, of Vic Fangio's staff will be safe this year as well. But when it comes to players, that's going to be all on the new general manager. So I do not think that this was not a good 24 hours for Drew Locke, because John Elway was Drew Locke's biggest advocate. And I think a lot of people outside of Colorado and Broncos country don't have the highest perspective on Drew Locke in terms of the quarterback he was this year. So I would not be surprised to see. Just yesterday, Brady, you and I were talking about the quarterbacks. And, you know, I said Matt Stafford or Drew Locke. Now I think Matt Stafford isn't as much of a possibility. Still could be a possibility with John there. But now I think first-round quarterback really comes into play, whereas yesterday I said that was not the case.
Well, yeah, because if you're a general manager, there's no better way to put your mark on a team than A, hiring a head coach, or B, and I guess you could flip that around, B, finding that quarterback and making him your guy. So if Vic's safe, then you got to wonder, you know, if that's going to be the big thing. I'm going to come in here and find a quarterback because this team has not been able to find one since Peyton Manning.
Well, you're right. And yesterday, John Elway did not say Drew Locke is the quarterback. He said the GM's going to come in and be able to make those decisions himself. And then today, Vic Fangio said Drew Locke can be the quarterback next year. But again, it's not like they're throwing all the confidence in the world out towards Drew right now.
Wow. What a difference a day, like you said, man, a day makes. And again, there was this part of me deep down, because I listen, John Elway's a legend, and he's always going to be a sports hero to me, but I get it. 5 years, it's unacceptable. No playoffs, just terrible seasons. But there was that part of me deep down. It's like, one more year, go for broke, try it, see what happens. But it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case.
Well, and I think that's why this is the perfect transition for John, is he still gets to say he's a part of this coming season. And if the Broncos do turn it around, even if it's not a Super Bowl, but let's say they make the playoffs and he decides this is the last year that he wants to have an official position with the team, he can say, well, I had my hand in that turnaround at the end of my career. So I think he really does love being involved in the team still instead of fully stepping away.
Zach, do you know, like, what will John Elway be responsible for now?
He's going to have input on big decisions, and that's all we've heard. I mean, the day-to-day responsibilities are not going to be there. It's going to be on the general manager. He's not going to be in the building every day. He's really just going to be a sounding board and giving input on big decisions. So, you know, it does not sound like he's going to be involved and much, really only be involved in what he wants to be involved in, and then also be there for Vic or the new general manager when they have any questions about a player or which direction to go.
Zach, have you seen Peaky Blinders yet on Netflix?
I have not. No, that sounds
okay.
Interesting.
Go watch it. At least the first five episodes or so. It's an Irish gang. There's a leader, and the leader's not very good. So they basically convince him, hey, you can go over here and manage the pub over here. We need you to do that. You're still the leader while they can actually run the organization. So I really feel like we have an episode of Peaky Blinders going on here. Check it out. You'll know what I mean. The reference will kick in later.
It really sounds like it.
Zach, appreciate you as always, my friend. Appreciate you jumping on quickly for us today and all the insight you can give us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Brady.
All right, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, 17 minutes after the hour. Top Text Tuesday, rock and roll. Pillow Fight Dan says John Elway gets an A. He's giving him an A. So we'll get to more of that on the other side. Keep your texts coming. Let's see who's going to get this victory today. Plenty of time yet to get those texts in. So 17 minutes after the hour, this is the whole show. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios and, of course, powered by none other than PDC Energy.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.